Okay, yesterday we were discussing the dinim of the Omer as far as the brachas and the counting and all that. Tonight we'll talk about the dinim of mourning, of avelos, that applies during the days of the Omer. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva had 24,000 students. And they all died between Pesach and Atzeres, meaning between Pesach and Shavuos. 24,000 students of Rabbi Kiva died within a 33-day period. And the Gemara says, afterwards, the world was shamein. It was like empty, desolate. All the Torah scholars of that generation. And Rabbi Akiva rebuilt the Torah with the students, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nosson, you know, the five students of Rabbi Akiva that rebuilt Torah. So because so many students of Rabbi Akiva died in the days of the Omer, so therefore there's a little bit of mourning period. Now, before we discuss the dinim, let's discuss when is the time of the avelus of Svira. There's a machlekes in Halacha. We know it's 33 days. They died in 33 days. So some people say that Svira, the dinim of Svira, apply from the first day of Svira until the 33rd, until Lag Ba'Omer. They died from the beginning of Svira until Lag Ba'Omer, and even Lag Ba'Omer, it says some students still died. But because they all died part of the day, and so therefore, because they stopped dying that day became a special day called Lag Ba'Omer. Other people say no, that the 33 days begins from Aleph Iyar, not these days, from the first of Iyar. Well, not after the Shchedesh, in other words, until the end of the Omer, until Erev Shavuos. So there's two different opinions. For instance, we know the Sephardic community basically has the dinim of Svira until Lag Ba'Omer. After Lag Ba'Omer, they don't have the laws of Svira. I mean, that they get married, they take haircuts, all the things that you're not supposed to be doing during Svira. Even in the Ashkenazi community, there are a lot of different customs. According to Kabbalah, we keep the whole Sfira Sa'imir. We keep the whole Sfira Sa'imir. The exception of this is as for certain things. For instance, listening to music, you can listen during Chol HaMoed. Even though you can't get married Chol HaMoed anyway. You're not allowed to take haircuts in Chol HaMoed anyway. But we keep all the other days. Shleishis Simei HaGbala, meaning the 3 days before Shavuos, there are different customs, how what you keep, what you don't keep in the dinim of Avelos. Now, what exactly is the mourning? What are the dinim of the Avelos? So number one, it says you don't get married. You're allowed to make a shidduch, you're allowed to get engaged, because if you don't grab her, somebody else may grab her, so therefore you're allowed to get engaged, but you can't make any weddings. The custom is you don't take haircuts, you don't listen to music. Most opinions today say not only live music, but even taped music. Again, Chol HaMoed is, everybody says that the dinim of the no music doesn't apply Chol HaMoed because of the Yom Tov. Now, another very important thing we don't do during the Omer, we don't make a shechiyonu. In other words, if somebody wants to eat a new fruit, they won't, well, I'll get to the dinim of Shabbos in a second. But normally you don't make shechiyonu during the Omer, and therefore anything that you would do that would demand a shechiyonu, then you wouldn't do it during the Omer. For instance, if somebody makes a shechiyonu, a new clothing, not every day, but I'm saying expensive clothing, so then they wouldn't buy it during Sfira, because then you'd have to make a shechiyonu. We don't make a shechiyonu during Sfira Seimer. If you want to eat a new fruit that would demand a shechiyonu, they wouldn't eat it during the Sfira Seimer. Why? Because you don't make a shechiyonu during Sfira Seimer. Does that then apply to Shabbos or not? It's a very interesting thing. In Sefer Minhagim, the Rebbe writes that in the 3 weeks between Shavuot, Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av, We don't make a Shechianu even on Shabbos. By Svira, the Rebbe never said anything. And it was always accepted in Chabad, when we were growing up, even as Bachrim. We were always accepted that we don't make Shechianu during Svira, even on Shabbos. But the Rebbe told the Rabbanim Roshim, the chief rabbis of Israel, by the Rebbe in Yechidus, and the Rebbe clearly said, and was even edited later by the Rebbe, that our custom is that on Shabbos, during the Omer, we do make Shechianu. That we do make Shechianu. Which changed the whole Minhag Chabad, because until then, everybody assumed that we don't make a Shechianu, just like the 3 weeks you don't make, we don't make during the Omer. But factually, the 3 weeks is much stricter halachically than the Omer is. Okay? So, the bottom line of the din is like this. Even according to our custom, if you buy clothing, everyday clothing that you wouldn't make a Shechianu on, so you could buy it during Sfira, because you're not making Shechianu. If you would buy clothing that you would make a Shechianu on it, then what you do is you wear it for the first time on Shabbos, so then you make a Shechianu on Shabbos, and then you don't have an issue with it. So then everything works out fine. What? I didn't say, I'm not learning that din now. I said if you make a Shechianu, you would be able to do it on Shabbos. And if it's clothes you don't make a Shechianu on, then you wouldn't, you could buy it anyway. There's an interesting story, there's an interesting tshuva, that Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Can an Ashkenazic rabbi do a Sephardic wedding after Lag Ba'omer? Because Ashkenazim keep, basically, even though it's at least from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Erev Shavuos, they keep. So the question is, can an Ashkenazic rabbi do a wedding for somebody who's a Sephardic? And over there in the response to the Meisher writes, yes, you're allowed to. You could. He could do it because he's doing their minig. It's not his minig. He's doing their wedding and they're allowed to get married, so it's not a problem. Yeah?
What if you want to attend the Sephardic wedding?
So again, the same thing is, if you want to attend a Sephardic wedding, you're allowed to. Some guys would walk out by the music. But there was an interesting story. What?
24,000. Were they going down to, or only those 24,000?
No, they had 24,000 students, and they all died.
Okay.
Minus five.
Are they going or dying too?
No. And soon I'll discuss why they died, and L'chair, it doesn't make sense if they were students of Rabbi Akiva. But there was once a guy, he told me the story himself, so he used to come here every so often. Now he lives in Israel. Anyway, he was getting married after Lag Ba'omer. Okay? And he went over to the Rebbe a week before Pesach for dollars. And he told the Rebbe that he's getting married after Lag Ba'omer. But during Sfira, he told him the date. So the Rebbe said, we don't make weddings then. So he said, I'm going to say names. So he says to the Rebbe that Rabbi Shlomo Schwartz said I could. So the Rebbe smiled and said, ask him again. So to Schwartz, as they call him, Rabbi Schwartz's chus, he got the guy married before Pesach. In like 10 days, within a week, 10 days. To his merit, he got the guy married with before Pesach.
Chick-chack.
He got him married. No, he had a collar, he had everything. He was going to get married later. So he got married right away before Pesach, so everything worked out fine. Now, the reason why the students of Rabbi Akiva died, the Gemara says, Shleinogu kovid zebezeh, because they did not respect one another. They didn't have respect for one another. So the Rebbe asked the question, the famous simple question in the Sicha, but Rabbi Kiva preached, V'yohavta l'reacha kamecha zek klal gadol b'Torah. Rabbi Kiva preached, loving your fellow is the golden rule. Rabbi Kiva preached, V'yohavta l'reacha kamecha, you have to love your neighbor as yourself. So how is it? So definitely Rabbi Kiva instilled this in his students, So how is it possible the students didn't have respect for one another? It doesn't make sense. So the Rebbe said, no, just the opposite. What it means is like this. Each student of Rabbi Kiva had their own unique path of serving Hashem. Like every Jew has their own unique relationship with Hashem. So, and each one honestly believed his way was the best way. His way was the best way. So therefore, if I believe my way is the best way and I love you, I want you to do it my way too. Because that's the best way of doing it. So what was their avail? They didn't tolerate and appreciate somebody else's way of serving Hashem. So yes, they had their own way of serving Hashem, but they should have respected the other person's way of serving Hashem, and that was their sin. So it's a much more refined sin. It wasn't just they didn't like each other. They loved each other. But because they loved each other, they wanted the dafka, you know, the person should do it their way because that's the best way of doing it. Okay, so therefore like this. Oh, but now there's another interesting point. So therefore, what happens if a guy has a band. A Jew owns a band. You know, music band? Okay, and people are doing weddings. Is he allowed to play for them? The Jews? Goyim? No, you have a lot of... Meanwhile, they're not religious yet. And they'll make a wedding at the beginning of the Omer. Yeah, right, the first week of year. So in the Chubis, they all paskin that from Rosh Chodesh year until Lag BaOmer, there's no opinion that says you can make weddings. There's no opinion. Everybody says it's either from the beginning until Lag BaOmer or from Rosh Chodesh year until Lag BaOmer, right? I mean, until they stop at Lag BaOmer. So he says, they write like this. These 18 days, from Rosh Chodesh year to Lag BaOmer, you're not allowed to play. Why? Because then everybody says you're not allowed to play music or get married. But if it's a time that there are opinions that hold you're allowed to get married, like in Torah Shchodesh, and after Lag BaOmer, so then he's allowed to play. There's a separate issue, what happens if he plays for Goyim, is he allowed to play or not? And that's a separate issue.
What about Lag BaOmer? Is there much like this as far as getting married? Everybody holds on Lag BaOmer, they get married?
There's a machlekes in halacha. Everybody says you can get married Lag BaOmer. But some poskim say you can't get married the night of Lag BaOmer. And you can only get married the day of Lag BaOmer. And then the interesting thing, as long as the chuppah is before sundown on Lag BaOmer, you can continue the wedding into the night with dancing and music, and because you started on Lag BaOmer. And other people say, no, you could make a wedding the night of Lag BaOmer, but there's this, even though they do a little bit, but the Smashman and the Rebbe's answers many times, the Rebbe wasn't happy with weddings the night of Lag BaOmer. He wanted them the day of Lag BaOmer. What?
That continued in it, or that started on the night? The Rebbe wasn't happy with...
No, the wedding's the night of Lag BaOmer. Like this year, Lag BaOmer is Friday, like Thursday night. Well, they do weddings now Thursday night also. But there was Mashma from the Rebbe's answers many times. He wasn't happy with the weddings the night of Lag BaOmer. But everybody says, once if you do the wedding Friday day, it doesn't apply. Because it's Friday, you can't do anything Shabbos. But then you could play music. What?
Why, there would be a problem anyway going from Lag BaOmer day to Lag BaOmer is the night. So why would anybody say that you couldn't play music at that point?
You could or can't?
I mean, of course you could play music once it's the 34th day.
Why?
Because it's already past Lag BaOmer.
Yeah, but we discussed, there are people, you weren't there, discussed that that's only 1 minute to stop at Lag BaOmer. Most of the Ashkenazim continue through the Omer. They start a little bit later. Okay.
Do we celebrate Lag BaOmer because the students stop dying? Or?
Okay, in Halacha, the reason why we celebrate Lag BaOmer is because the students stop dying. That's in Halacha. According to the Sephardic world, the Kabbalah world, because it's the arts of Rashbi.
No, later.
It was in the cave.